Good evening. I would like to call the House Ways and Means Committee to order. Today is February 13th, 2023. Let the record reflect that it is 6 p.m. We are in the Davis Room 106 of the State Capitol in Juneau. Today we have present Speaker Tilton, Representative Allard, Representative Gray, and myself, Chair Carpenter, and Representative Prox is with us in the audience. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to remind everybody to silence their cell phones so we don't have any accidents tonight. Staff will be assisting us today. Lori Rowland with House Records, Kelsey Riker with LIO, and my staff, Kendra Broussard, will be the committee aide. We have one item on tonight's agenda. House Bill 45, PFD Contributions to General Fund and the Permanent Fund by Representative Prox. There was an amendment deadline that was set for February 10th. My office, we didn't receive any amendments, so we'll be taking questions tonight and public testimony. Do I have any questions from the committee tonight? Let the record reflect that Representative Groh has arrived at 6:01. Not to put you on the spot, do you have any questions tonight?
No, I just want to once again laud the sponsor. What we're talking more about it.
Representative Gray.
Thank you. Through the chair, I just wanted to thank the sponsor and his team for this very thorough response to the questions from last time. It's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think the administration sent those answers to us. So we thank them very much. And for the record, those answers posed to the questions from the previous meeting are on basis for the public to be able to review. With that, I would like to open public testimony. Is there anybody in the room wishing to testify on House Bill 45? Is there anybody online who wants to testify for House Bill 45? Okay. And who do we have first up here? Let's say Randy Griffin. Looks like calling from Fairbanks. Randy, can you hear me? Randy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Randy. You are on with public testimony at House Ways and Means on House Bill 45. You have 2 minutes for your testimony. Please begin when you will by putting yourself on the record and listing any affiliation that you have.
Okay. My name is Randy Griffin here in Fairbanks, Alaska, 99707. PO Box 736-53-99707. I'm in support of this bill. I think it's a very good idea. Just my own little personal experience with this is that I have been sending back my PFD check since 2015, and the reason I did that is because there was an enormous deficit at the time, $4 billion in 2015 or so, due to the crash in the price of oil. Prior to that, ever since the PFD started, I've been happily collecting it. I've collected thousands of dollars of PFD money over the years, but I have been sending it back since 2015. Except for this year, I have not sent it back. I have it in my hand right now, my uncashed PFD check for $3,284, and it's a beautiful thing to look at and behold, and I do admire it. So big and everything, and I was thinking maybe I should keep this, but I've decided that because I heard that there would be another deficit again, and I'm not sure that they've paid back on the constitutional budget reserve like they're supposed to, so I feel a little uncomfortable taking it this year, so I think I'm going to be sending this back. But, of course, I have to write a letter and everything, explain why I'm sending it back so they know what the heck is this, you know. But I think House Bill 45 is a very excellent thing. It allows a person to have increments, $25 increments, so it's not all or nothing. A person can, for instance, donate just enough and keep a little bit to pay for the federal income taxes that are due on it. And I think that's a very good idea, that to have this $25 increment thing. So a person can, you know, if they feel like they ought to pay a little something for all the free services we get, they can do so, yet they can keep some of it. So it's a marvelous thing. Recently in the Fairbanks Daily News Miner, I read about some invasive plant species that invaded their aquarium out into the slough or something. And it just said in there that they had funding, tight funding, you know, trying to figure out how to fund this to control this invasive aquarium plant that invaded some of our waterways. So I think I ought to send mine back this year, too. So anyway, I'm all for House Bill 45, and I think it's an excellent thing. And so that's what I have to say about it.
Thank you for participating tonight, Randy. Appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
And next, we will go to Bert Hotaling. I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce that right. Looks like you're calling from Big Lake. Bert, are you there?
Hi, my name is Bert Hotaling. I represent myself and about 5,000 Alaskans plus that follow me. I would like to make a point that I am kind of for House Bill 45. I do agree that Alaskans that think their money is better spent having government do it for them should be donating their PFDs directly to them, and the mechanism should be available to be there. But the reason why I say I'm kind of for HB 45 is I don't think the bill goes far enough. We have been hearing the intent from Alaska legislators for 8 solid years now that Alaskans are more than willing to give up a portion of their PFD every single year to pay for government. Shouldn't this bill be time for you Alaska legislators to put your money where your mouth is and actually repeal SB 21, the POMV law that you currently have in place that is in 100% conflict with the statutory PFD law? I'm tired of you guys being lawbreakers down there in Juneau. Time to become lawmakers. By the repeal of SB 21, you'll easily open up the door for Alaskans to finally do, as you say, put their money where their mouth is. If you think Alaskans are so willing to pay their PFD and hand it directly over to government to spend on government services, this is time for you guys to prove to all of us this is true. Here's a perfect opportunity to actually prove that the statements that you put on display over and over again actually have value. Time to go on the record and put yourselves in the position of us Alaskans. 1/3 of us are now living in poverty thanks to the pandemic, and many of us are suffering out here this year with highest inflation that's been seen in over 40 years. Most of us are struggling trying to keep fuel oil in our stoves, trying to keep it heated this year. Just one fill-up was an entire season's cost the prior year before. It's unbelievable what will happen when you can't even get 1/3 of your fuel oil you need for the entire year for the cost of what it did the previous year. Don't even get me into what it's costing us for our food prices. This is, like I said, a prime opportunity for you legislators to put your money where your mouth is and actually repeal SB 21 and prove that the unions, the special interest lobbyists that are on your doorstep, especially these last few weeks, wanting $260 million for K-12 with nothing to account for that extra money, no performance increases, no accountability.
Mr. Hoftelling.
Give it to us. Well, thank you so much for letting me testify on this bill here today. Like I said, I'm neither for it nor against it. Just don't think it goes far enough.
Thank you for your comments tonight. And next, we'll go to Joel Sigman in Wasilla. Mr. Sigman, can you put yourself on the record by giving us your name and your affiliation and begin your two-minute testimony?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm Joel Sigman. I live in the Valley. I only get $700 and something a month for Social Security. And these people are thinking to throw money away is kind of ridiculous. I don't qualify for food stamps or nothing. My whole permanent fund went just for my heat and fuel for the year, so I didn't freeze. And everybody wants to keep stealing our money. You know, some of us know how to spend our money. I don't think the government should be trusted with it. They can't even stick with their own budget. And if you can't stick with your own budget, why should we give you any money? You know, why should all these rich people, oh, it's nothing to them. but they never been put in my shoes. I got disabled. I got crushed on the job and got refused everything. I've been handicapped now for 25 years. This is a bunch of BS you guys keep wanting to take. And what do we get out of it? Nothing but a stick. And it's ridiculous. You guys need to start doing what the people actually want and leave our money alone. You've been stealing it long enough. So leave it alone. I'm tired of it. I know everyone else, and I'm speaking for about every Alaskan up here. I got friends that live in a bush. You think they're doing good at having to run generators and putting gas in them every day? No, they ain't. And they're retired, too. You know, some of you people ain't got a clue. But as far as HB goes, 45, you guys need to just drop it. We've been to so many of these things already, and you still keep it up. It's time to quit it. Give the money to the people. Give us back the money you stole from us. And then maybe we'll be happy. And then do what you say you're going to do and be honest with them instead of lying all the time. Why have a meeting if you don't listen? That's about all I got to say, but there's a lot of people out there that's really hurting. And it ain't fair for you guys to sit there and take everything from them. I mean, I feel like I'm getting bled dry with gas prices, food prices. I only got $200 a month for food. That don't get very far with me and a wife and a kid. Thank you. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Mr. Sigmund, for your comments. Next up, we have Michael Garhart from Osceola, it looks like. Mr. Garhart, if you can put yourself on the record by giving us your name and any affiliation that you have.
On behalf of myself and all the other residents of Alaska, I'm against any taking of any PFD money to support anything else in government anywhere. Reason being is my brother followed the PFD from the very beginning. In the 1990s, he called up every June to get the deposit figure, and he wrote it down. The money doesn't go into the account for 5 or 6 months. Well, in the 1990s, he found billions of dollars started to become missing. He spent 10 years questioning over half of our state legislators about this. Six of them told him that they would promise him answers. He never got one. But by 2011, $27.3 billion have been stolen from the deposit figures prior to deposit. He never got an answer on that. Since then, there's been more money taken. I don't condone thievery. I have no sympathy for any thieves. And we need to go back to the original PFP plan, which is 50-50, and the statute is still on the books. The legislature does not want to follow it. They do not want to listen to the people. We have massive inflation here, and it's hurting everybody. There's a lot of retired people up here. Most of them are veterans. And it's not getting any easier, and they need to give the people their fair share and stop this baloney of not listening to us. We go to all these meetings. We call in every year after year after year. And they go back to Juneau and lie about what we said. I've seen it. They need to stop it. Go back to the original plan. Start over. Go back to the original plan. Give the people their share, which will build our economy and keep people going. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garhart. I appreciate your input tonight. Next up, we have Kristen McBride. Looks like you're calling from Wasilla. Ms. McBride, can you put yourself on the record by giving us your name and any affiliation that you have and begin your two-minute testimony?
Yes, hi. My name is Kristen McBride, and I am a resident of Wasilla. I have been here for approximately a year and a half. My husband is a naval officer stationed currently at Air Force Base Elmendorf in the Joint Services Program, and we moved up here with the intention of retiring in Alaska. We have three children. that are in the school systems here in Alaska. And I just want to go on the record and support a full PFD to the Alaska residents that so desperately need it. Here in Mat-Su School District, parents like myself have been responsible for taking their children to and from school every single day for the past 2+ weeks because of the Durham bus services and driver union strike. So the PFD is money that's going to help us recoup our losses because we are not being compensated for that. We are paying property taxes. My husband and I bought a house, and we have paid property taxes now for 2 full years, and I am now paying out of pocket in both lost wages, gas money, not to mention my time, to take my children to and from school without any compensation. And a full PFD would be the least that the state could do for these Alaska residents, not only in Wasilla, but that have been affected by nationwide skyrocketing inflation, cost of food, gasoline, heating oil, utilities, everything has increased. And we need this money desperately. And that is all I have to say.
Thank you, Ms. McBride, for your comments tonight. Next up, we have Janelle Dockendorf.
Hello.
Hello. Can you place yourself on the record by giving us your name and any affiliation and begin your two-minute testimony?
This is Janelle Dockendorf, and I'm in Wasilla, Alaska. I support the full PFD because I do believe that if anybody wants to give their PFD, part of it to the schools, it's already on there, on education, it's already on there to pick, click, and give. That's their choice. I don't think it should be made demanding or priority that they give the full PFD to the education, because actually the people with all this inflation, as Joel and Mike and everyone before me has, that I've listened to, have spoken, that yes, we are in inflation and we do need a full PFD. We've been fighting this every year. It's the people's money, and I do think people are having a hard time with fuel, food, everything. So like I said, the government can figure out something for the education. They've got plenty of money. They need to figure it out. They need to maybe give up some of their wages to maybe support the schools and stuff. But anyway, these people do need, we do need a full PFD, and it's high time they stop stealing it from us and letting the people have it. All right, thank you. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ms. Dockendorf, for your comments this evening. Next up, we have Barbara Tyndall from, looks like from North Pole. Ms. Tyndall, can you place yourself on the record by giving your name and any affiliation you have and begin your two-minute testimony?
My name is Barbara Tyndall. I reside in North Pole, Alaska, and I am speaking for myself. And I'm right, I am in support of HB 45, which allows Alaskans to electronically return their PFD if they want. And I think because that satisfies the concerns of those who believe that the government needs our money more than we do and allows them to follow through and make that donation. And I understand there was about 10 people who did that last year. So I would guess from that, those numbers that the people of Alaska want their PFD. And you've heard all the stories. Just now I've been listening to people, and everybody's suffering. Everybody's struggling to make ends meet. And again, it's the very least you can do. You need to reach out and have some compassion on the people of Alaska, and give us the full PFD. And I just thank you for your time. That's it.
Thank you, Ms. Tyndall, for your comments tonight. Next up, we have Donald Thompson, looks like from Fairbanks. Mr. Thompson, can you put yourself on the record by giving us your name and any affiliation you have and begin your two-minute testimony?
Yes, my name is Donald Thompson. I reside in Fairbanks, North Polar region in the borough, and I'm for the HB 45, although I want to keep my PFD, but it should be an option for those people that send their check back it cuts the red tape. They put a little mark on the PFD ballot, and it automatically goes back when they file for the PFD. That's all they have to do. Different marks for different amounts up to the full amount. And that way, the ones of us that want to keep our PFD, we're fine with keeping what we've got. And what I would advocate for a full PFD, but for those who want to send it back and think the government can spend it better, I think that's fine. Let them do that and make it easier for them and then easier on all of us in the bottom line. That's all I got to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Next, we have Mr. Ed Martin calling from, it looks like, the Big Island. Mr. Martin.
Aloha, Chairman Carpenter.
Aloha. Can you please put your name on the record and any affiliation and begin your two-minute testimony, sir? Thank you.
Yes, I'm a resident of Kenai at 702 Lawton Street, Alaska. I've been a 58-year resident, and I've pretty much for the most part, other than when I came here to serve my country, was denied my permanent fund dividends, my wife and I. Although we went back and we qualified again. Ben, you know me. My dad was part of Save the Dividend campaign and campaigned around the Kenai with many petitions to make certain that this permanent fund dividend would never be taken from the people. We had a vote in 99. It appears that this year's legislature and prior year's legislatures don't understand that. Now, this bill, if someone wants to give their permanent fund dividend to government, more power to them. And they've been sending it back. Now, so I've looked at this bill. I've looked at the fiscal note of 100 and let's say, what is it, 100 and, well, it's well over 100,000 to implement this thing. And then something about a 7% going to administrative fees. That is absolutely insanity. If you take it for which this last check was that was issued for $2,350 or thereabouts, I calculate that's about $168 per person for giving your money back to the government. This is insanity. Are you folks just trying to create more work for government workers and funding those agencies with our permanent fund money? One way or another, I guess you're going to try to get it. You guys got to stop this. You have to pay the full dividend amount. There's people in this state less fortunate than myself and many others that need this money. My dad would be speaking on this. But, you know, he passed away in 13, long before Walker pulled the shenanigans. Now, I'm for a bill, but not at a 7% royalty to the agencies to collect that money or redistribute it in any form or fashion. So if you can create it in that fashion, then I would be all for it. But you need to pay the full amount. And you need to start talking about that now before this legislature gets way underway. So I thank you, Ben, and members of the committee in dealing with this. Make it simple. Don't take any more money out of the dividends for agency services. And that'll work as far as I'm concerned. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you, Ed, for calling in. I appreciate it. And it looks like at this point, the maybe the last caller here is a Miss Kathleen Shoup from Palmer. Miss Shoup, are you there? Can you put yourself on the record by giving us your name and any affiliation you might have, and then begin your two-minute testimony?
Kathleen Shoup, calling from Palmer, Alaska, representing myself. I'm a 30-year-plus resident of Alaska. I'm a property tax owner. We need our PFD. I need my PFD. It's the best thing Alaska's ever done. The worst thing you can do is take it away from the people and destroy the economy. So the schools have like a 70% failure rate. There should only be like one, maybe 10 districts, but we have 54. So that could be easily fixed, and we could all have our PFD. So please do the right thing and give the people their money and help keep the economy of Alaska going, because it is failing and people are leaving. Thank you for listening, and best of luck.
Thank you, Ms. Shoup. I don't see any other callers online. And has anybody arrived in the room that wants to testify? Okay. Seeing no other public testimony, I will close public testimony. Are there any additional questions or comments from the committee? All right.
Mr. Chairman.
Madam Speaker.
I had a question of the sponsor. I wasn't here at the last meeting, and I apologize. If I could just ask him one quick question.
Sure thing. And as Representative Prox makes his way up to the testifying stand here, sir, can you put yourself on the record, and I'll let the speaker ask her question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Prox, I represent District 33, the North Pole Badger Road area.
Madam Speaker.
Through the chair, Representative Prox, you and I had a conversation about the bill, and there was just, I appreciate the responses that were received from the administration on some of the questions. One of the questions that I did ask that I was curious about was the opportunity in the bill to either deposit the money towards the general fund or towards the earnings reserve. And I had thought that the spirit of the bill was that it would be for people to return their dividend back for because of the deficit position that the state might be in. So I just wanted to maybe explore that just a little bit, and then I have a follow-up.
Point well taken. That the original thought was that whether somebody wants to give it back to the principal of the fund or the to the general fund itself, I guess isn't my choice personally. That's for the committee to decide. Certainly the immediate practical value of it is to the general fund, but that's just a decision that we'll have to make. Something else, I'll let the committee decide that.
Thank you. Follow up, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, through the chair. Also, Representative Prox, what I'm wondering is the fiscal note does seem to be a little bit high for this program. I'm wondering if there is ways that that could be reduced, and maybe you're not the right person to ask. That might be something that needs to be asked to the administration, but wondering if those additional buttons are, add more cost to the cost of implementing what IT would need to do. And also wondering if it's something that could be done when they are doing just general maintenance on updating the PFD application process, to where it's not just independently done, but if it could be done when they are doing other types of things that might help reduce that cost.
Representative Prox, I'll give you an opportunity to answer the question, but we also have somebody online that might be able to answer the question as well.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I will
take a lifer
to them.
Okay.
Yes.
We have Genevieve Wojcik on the line, Director of the Permanent Fund Dividend Division. Ms. Wojcik, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Did you hear the question from Representative Tilton?
Yes, I did. Through the chair, Genevieve Wojcik, director of the PFD division, and also with me in the room, I've got Corey Bigelow, the operations manager for the PFD division. Speaker Tilton, through the chair, thanks for that question on the fiscal note of whether this could be included in general maintenance. We don't believe that to be the case. This is a programming and coding change. We did break out those different charges as far as how many hours those things would take to add this button or buttons, depending on the legislation that passes. So we don't believe this could be a general maintenance inclusion. It includes a lot of programming and testing and code review and security verifications to add anything, including this. So that's why the fiscal note is the number that it is.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Representative Fox, any follow-up to that?
Well, just to follow up, as far as the future costs, et cetera, we have to kind of determine how successful the program is. And there is another response about advertising and whatnot, that we would have to add some additional statutory language to give the department authority to advertise for the program. I'm not sure how well this is going to work. I think we just need to kind of launch it and see. And then if it does appear that people are interested in this, I think it probably would pay to come back in a year or two and see if we can't make the program work better from the perspective of letting those people who making it easier for people that want to give their PFD back to the general fund or either one, however we decide. At this point, it doesn't pay to allocate extra money or something to do that. I'll just launch it and see what happens.
Okay.
In retail, that's how you do it.
Any other questions or comments from the committee? Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Wojcik and Mr. Bigelow, for joining us tonight. I'm going to go ahead and set this bill aside for the time being, and we'll bring it forward another time with consent of the sponsor here. I think that hearing some of the public testimony and the conversation, I'm going to extend the deadline for amendments for the future so we can continue working on this. And let's put a February 17th deadline, close of business February 17th, if that will work. And we'll see if that'll address the, we can address the concerns in that time period.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this concludes the business on today's agenda. I do want to say just briefly that at our first committee, we heard from members of the 2021 Fiscal Policy Working Group. The consensus from that group is that the product of their work, our work, since I was a member of that, is relevant to the work of this legislature, remains relevant. To that end, over the next several weeks, the House Ways and Means Committee will be hearing presentations and having discussions about the major elements of a long-term fiscal plan. These discussions will include spending caps, conversations about permanent fund dividends, major state policies that drive economic and fiscal growth or contraction of growth, and revenue policies and how they relate to our economic growth. So last week, our legislative finance director, Painter, gave the members of this committee a usable spreadsheet that allows each member to put together your own options for workable plans. As this committee works through the elements of a long-term fiscal plan, I encourage members to work with your own spreadsheet to formulate comprehensive solutions that we can discuss together as we carry on the bipartisan nature of the Fiscal Policy Working Group report. So with that said, at 6:34 p.m., we are adjourned.